racing polls on RSN 927.
Well, star jockey Kieran McAvoy has won just about every major race, both prize money and prestige, over the last 6 months, and he is looking to do the same tomorrow because he's on the favourite in the Magic Millions two-year-old classic Exhilarates, and it's great to chat to K-Mac this morning. How are you, Kieran?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. It's always an exciting race meeting, the Magic Millions, $10 million on offer, and it really has, over the last few years, really carved its niche as one of the great race days on the calendar, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's still sort of a bit of a newbie for me. I wasn't riding there much when I had the daily job, and I think this is only my third year there at the Millions. So, but yeah, it's great to be a part of it. And as you said, it's getting bigger and better every year. And some great prize money on offer, and some really chock full of race, class chock full in most of those races. And that's what you'd expect when there's great money up for grabs in each one of them.
It'd be a big win for Godolphin and James Cummings, because for the first time they really put their hand up at the sale last year and they bought Exhilarates. I think it was around about a $600,000 purchase. Schnitzel out of Samaretti, who won a blue diamond, so bred in the purple. And if they could win their first Magic Millions, it'd be a massive achievement. And another big achievement in those famous blue colours for yourself. You must be confident after what she did last start as well. She looks like she is on the rise.
Yeah, that's right. I think James has prepared all this time to be right for the day, and we're able to go to that race last Saturday and do it in nice fashion and do it quite comfortably in the end. And James was confident that she was there was a little bit left in the tank to improve on. And if he's right, then she's going to take a good amount of beating there on Saturday. Obviously, it's a better race again than last week's race. Which is what you'd expect, and there's going to be more pressure. But she's up to running really well. And Blinker's on there the other day. She travelled nicely, and she seems pretty versatile. Nice positives off of that last Saturday's win.
Did you get the feeling that she had improved much with that win last week with the blinkers on? Because prior to that, she'd had the form lines through Zarzon and also Unite and Conquer, where she was making ground behind them. Do you think she's made more progress since those meetings?
I think so. And definitely at Wyong, when I rode her behind the Gay Waterhouse horse, that I was just sort of blocked away and only really got clear inside the last furlong and never really got a chance to show what we had under the bonnet, whereas the other day was a more truer run race and we were in a spot to go when I wanted. And I think everything points to her enjoying the blinkers on and being spot on for this Saturday's race. She had a nice little blow after that event on Saturday. So as I said, I think James has just prepped her really well to be hopefully peaking on the day.
And she looks like she's a horse that will really enjoy a high pressure and looks like she'll be strong at the end of 1,200. Are you confident about that?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. You can be confident on both of those points. The high pressure, the quicker they go, the better. And, if I'm a little bit further off them, then so be it. But it'll just give us something to aim at once we straighten up there at the top of the lane. So, go out there with options open to be wherever I'm happy travelling or wherever she's happy travelling and take it from there, because I know I've got a good finish underneath me.
How important is it to get a good barrier, which you've come up with Exhilarates in a Magic Millions?
Yeah, I think it helps, definitely. As I said, I haven't ridden that many Magic Millions races, but you'd rather be inside 9 or 10 than the outside. But in saying that, there's a lot of hustle and bustle in this race, and anything can change. So you've got to be ready for anything unfolding. And but I must say I'm happy with that middle draw. I come in a few. I think I'd end up jumping from 7 if all the scratchings, all the emergencies don't start. So yeah, nice middle barrier is fantastic.
Well, you picked the good barrier in the Magic Millions two-year-old, because the rest of your day you've got a few wide ones, including in the three-year-old Guineas, where you've got Bondi from barrier 16. Probably you will be going forward on Bondi from out there.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of gate speed, and there's some speed drawn out with me as well. Boom Sara is out there with me. I think Starfall's been scratched, hasn't it?
I think they're heading to Sydney, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of speed out wide with me. So he's a horse that can be up in the first five or six, and I'm sure that Peter and Paul will have him cherry ripe for, with this being his main target of the campaign. So another one with an each-way chance if we can have some luck from the barrier.
Earlier in the day, you're on Rock in the Maiden. The Hawks team have got a good record in this race, but again, you've drawn out very wide.
Yeah, drawn out wide. Coming off a nice trial win, so he's just got to offset that barrier. And as you said, it's a big field. Obviously, Maiden with form lines coming from everywhere, so he's got a little bit of gate speed. I actually rode him back in a Maiden back at the end of August, so he's got, I think he's got visors on first time, so look, we're just going to have to wait and see how it unfolds, but I know he's got ability, and that trial win recently sort of definitely shows that as well.
Really good book, a full book for you. You've got Miss Turak Fly, you've got Goodfella, Spending to Win, a little later you finish with Smart Edge. Outside of Exhilarates in the two-year-old, who do you think's your best chance for a win on the day?
I like the horse in the last, Smart Edge. I think, you know, he's put up two good efforts. He was an unlucky loser there last start. Just got a little bit too far back, and RFE got first run on me. But he can run really well, and he's going to be giving away a bit of a start again from that barrier. But with 54 on his back, he's going to prove a hard horse to beat, I think. You know, it's a very even race, but I'm looking forward to riding him in the last race.
Good on you, K-Mac. Good luck at the Gold Coast tomorrow.
No worries. Thank you.